This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Great certainly in the sense that great indicates consequential. This is a big day. It's a big day when the whole issue of the direction of the Supreme Court with a new Supreme Court appointment is opened up. We will get back to that, but there's another issue that's very much on the table, which is the future of the Western Alliance and the future of humanity. And I have the great privilege of speaking with General Barry McCaffrey, a four-star U.S. Army general, retired, I believe, one of, if not the most decorated general officer in the recent Army. Four combat tours. He has also served in prior administrations as an advisor on military and foreign policy and on one of America's most important recent wars, the war on drugs, as what was called Drug Czar, coordinating U.S. policy toward illegal substances. General McCaffrey, Happy New Year to you. And why should Americans worry about a potential Russian invasion or incursion into Ukraine?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of reasons. I think the fundamental one is the Russians today are a second or third tier strategic power. They are essentially an authoritarian dictatorship. Their economy's in the trash. The only thing they have plenty of is natural gas and nuclear weapons. And they frighten their neighbors. But Putin, a thug, is a risk taker. And his obvious political goal is to run the United States out of our traditional alliance with the Europeans, and then to break up NATO in Europe. And to some extent, he wants to recreate the Soviet Empire. And certainly the key targets of that are absorb the Ukraine, absorb Belarus. So if he can do that, he's going to intimidate everyone that's unfortunate enough to live on the periphery of the Russian Federation.
And intimidation includes intimidation of other countries that used to be part of the old Soviet Union, like the Baltic republics, Lithuania, Estonia, and Latvia. And then there's also this question of Moldova is also an independent nation now, too, isn't it?
Yeah, well, look, you know, it's an interesting question. It is a complex one. You know, one of the trick questions when I teach American government is, do you understand what the highest law of the land is? And it's not actually the Constitution, it's a treaty. So once the Senate confirms a treaty, which is NATO, now there are 30 nations in NATO, the theory of it is we, the American people, now have pledged our treasure and our blood to fight one for all. But do the American people actually understand that the Baltic states, which, by the way, are thriving democratic capitalistic nations, and Poland and those other Eastern European nations, do they recognize that that pledge was made? And the answer is no. And the second question arises, do we actually have the military power on the ground locally that would be useful in deterring and, if required, fighting the Russians? And the answer is no, of course not. We can't really, if Putin decided to grab the three Baltic states, he could pull it off. So that's a quandary we're in. It's we're going to use diplomatic tools, economic tools, covert action, and deterrence to try and dissuade Putin from gradually recreating the Soviet Empire.
One of the things that has drawn criticism for the Biden administration is they early on ruled out, or seemed to rule out, a direct military confrontation in defense of Ukraine. Do you think, number one, they were right to do that? And number two, what do we have that could most effectively deter Russian aggression?
Well, you know, that's really a good question. Poor Mr. Biden, who's a decent, experienced, good man, with very low poll ratings, his domestic political status is uncertain. I think my personal take is he's obviously too old to run in 2024 for the presidency. So Putin's watching all this and saying the Americans are weakened. And, you know, then I think it's clearly the case there is no political appetite in the United States in either party to actually fight for Ukraine, which is not a NATO nation and not a European Union member. So it's sort of out in the open. Now, having said that, you know, the Americans have a bad habit of negotiating with ourselves in public. So it's not a good idea to publicly announce what you're not going to do. And it's an even worse idea to threaten what you are going to do in public. And I think the administration has done a lot of both. So tactically, Putin holds all the cards. Now, we ought to be honest, though, Michael. When you back off the issue, again, Russia is really a third-tier power. The economy is in the trash. Their young people are alarmed at the increasingly authoritarian nature of the government. You know, I borrowed a line from somebody on Twitter. The Russian GDP is less than that of Apple. It's less than that of Texas, less than that of California, less than that of Italy. This is not a great power. And so Putin, through a risk and a toleration of violence, is doing pretty well in the short run, but not in the long run. If he invades Ukraine, it would be the worst thing he ever did.
Why would it be bad for him?
Well, first of all, I think already you can say he's the best factor we've seen in 20 years to unify NATO. Sweden and Finland are now openly talking about maybe we ought to not be neutral, maybe we ought to apply for membership. At some point, he'll alarm even the Germans, who are now suffering from historical amnesia. They basically disarm. They say, no, come on, the Russians won't be a threat to us. They've got our natural gas supplies. The Germans are currently unwilling to be part of NATO in any serious manner. But I think if Putin misjudges it and actually goes in with an all-out ground-air combat invasion of Ukraine, he's going to pay a huge price for it down the line. I don't think he's going to do it, to be honest. I think he's going to take measures short of all-out war and further complicate our situation in deterring him.
Do the Ukrainians have, and this is something that you would know, do the Ukrainians have a formidable enough military to exact some kind of cost on Putin if he does come in with an all-out invasion?
Yeah, I think so. I think there's been and by the way, the much ballyhooed announcements of $200 million of munitions going to Ukraine is nonsense. That's a drop in the bucket. The Russians currently have around 60 battalion combat teams positioned in the north in Belarus and in the east in Russia. So my actual belief is that in a 90-day campaign, they crush the Ukrainians. But again, I'm not sure what that gets them. Waves of millions of people escaping to the west and a possible underground revolutionary reaction and the abhorrence of the international community. I find it hard to believe that he's stupid enough to do that. But that's what he, you know, we tell our intelligence officers, don't talk to me about enemy intentions, talk about enemy capabilities. And Russia clearly has the capability, in my judgment, to sack the Ukrainians. They will fight. They do not want to be subjugated by the Russians. But from a tactical perspective, Putin can pull this off.
General McCaffrey, can you hang on for a few more minutes? I want to come back with another enemy that the United States has combated somewhat successfully, which is drugs. Coming up. Washington Policy Center, WPC, is Washington State's champion for free market reforms and is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes. Its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Our state needs WPC more than ever, and we need you to be part of it. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, my great honor to be speaking with General Barry McCaffrey. He is actually somebody who served as the director of the Office of National Drug Control Policy. that was what we used to call the drug czar. And that's and not to be confused with the current czar of all the Russias, Vladimir Putin. No connection at all. But when you were drug czar, you were there from 1996 to 2001. And as I understand it, that was a period of time when, particularly with the crack cocaine epidemic, which was so devastating and so much part of the rise in crime, do you think that it is too much to associate the current rise in violent crime that we see all over the country right now with increased drug usage again, particularly with new drugs, opioid drugs, that actually kill more people than murderers in the United States?
Yeah, Michael, you really got that right. You know, it's a perilous situation. We talk about twin pandemics. We've got this dreadful scourge of the COVID virus. We killed, you know, pick a number you believe in, 840,000 Americans. I think the number is much higher than that when you talk about deaths that haven't been attributed to COVID but actually caused by it. And then there's the crisis of lethality in wrecked homes and criminal justice and health care caused by drug abuse. The numbers of overdose deaths by illegal drugs last 12 months was over 100,000. It's up 34% in 1 year. 3 years ago, it was around 70,000. Yeah, it's just astonishing. A lot of it, I might add, caused by a single drug, fentanyl, and it's an extraordinarily powerful opioid, synthetically manufactured. But also, we're seeing rise in overdose deaths from methamphetamines and the associated health problems that come along with drug use. So it's a gigantic problem. We're inadequately focused on it. Our prevention, I'm about to talk to 3,000 delegates in the drug prevention business in D.C. this coming Tuesday, and we've seen extremely lowered levels of concern by parents and doctors and politicians over rampant drug use among adolescents. So we got a big problem.
Well, it's obvious that we do. I was wondering that part of what you hear, and this is certainly very much identified with the American left right now, is the idea that we don't really have a drug problem, we have a drug enforcement problem, that it would be better off simply to legalize everything and collect tax money. Yesterday we talked about this proud announcement from some of the big marijuana companies that they paid in the last year over $10 billion in tax money for the distribution of legal drugs, primarily cannabis. Is that necessarily good news?
No, I think it's utter nonsense. You know, we've by the way, young people are doing actually fairly well considering. The prevention program works at the level of high schools. You know, you can tell the sports, the coaches, hey, we need to keep your athletes off drugs, and the message will resonate with them. But when you back off it, the legalization of marijuana, I think, has been an incredible part of the problem. You know, we know from our studies that if you stay stoned a lot, and particularly in your adolescent years, not only are you lowering your IQ and getting stupider, but all sorts of motivational problems arise. And yes, it is, from a therapeutic standpoint, it's actually a addictive drug at high dosage levels of THC. So we've got a very muddled message. And by the way, that legalization of marijuana where they're going to pay taxes is utter nonsense. It's moving sharply into the illegal areas where people register to grow legal marijuana, and then they're also growing illegal marijuana. You can't compete with the Mexican cartel. So the country needs a strategy, a consensus on, do we want our employees, our doctors, our airline pilots, and our teenagers stoned and stupid, or do we want to promote healthy living, no smoking, no drug use, minimal alcohol use responsibly? Which vision do we have of where we want to go? And right now we're moving in the wrong direction.
Well, again, I was stunned. They had a report out of California that the majority of marijuana that is consumed in California is sold through the black market. It's still illegal.
Yeah, of course. And by the way, with huge impact on the environment, in terms of diversion of water resources and use of chemical agents to keep the crop healthy, and impact on corruption of local law enforcement and politicians, we got to back off and say, you know, what are we doing here? Do we want kids involved in sports, athletic programs, DARE program, churches, activities, or do we want them stoned and playing with their iPhone? You know, and we're losing the bubble here, in my judgment.
Okay, in terms of, you hear about this, and I know that as somebody who's devoted much of your life to the United States Army, you feel this when the president announces there are 8,500 troops who have to stand ready. It also comes together with part of our, the shape of our military and the future of our military, does it not? And the fact that their drug usage among some American veterans can be crippling, especially with these opioid drugs, which are part of the entire matter. Isn't this one of those issues that President Biden might actually talk about and try to bring Americans together?
Yeah, he's been very disappointing. And I might add that Biden played an enormously instrumental role in just putting together the whole anti-drug strategy 25 years ago. I mean, he was the co-author, bipartisan support in Congress, of the legislation establishing the National Drug Control Policy Office and our strategy. So he's walked away from it. And I think in many cases you find that politically it's a bad issue to touch. We've now persuaded the majority of Americans that marijuana ought to be legalized. We're going to see increasingly the impact of that reality on what's going on. But right now we're wandering. Biden has not provided good leadership. There's a great struggle going on among just things like the National Institute of Drug Abuse, an NIH institution. Can we study and get real scientific data on what widely available pot is doing to our young people?
Look, this is so important. I hope people can take a look at some of your work, which I'd like to post at our website. It's General Barry McCaffrey, who honestly is one of the American leaders most worthy of trust. And I salute you for your service to our country always, General. We will be right back with more on the MedVed Show.
Place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented Made in America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The bottom line, Putin deserves to be sanctioned now.
That's Republican Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina speaking on Fox News. Graham continues on why he believes Putin should be sanctioned.
He's put over 100,000 troops on the Ukraine border. We're having to withdraw American citizens and government officials because of the provocation. He's destroying the Ukrainian economy. He's thrown the world in a ditch.
Graham also believes more weapons and supplies should be sent to Ukraine so they can defend themselves from a potential invasion by Russia. The current death rate from COVID-19 is almost as high as during the Delta variant surge last fall. Statistics from Johns Hopkins University show the average daily of coronavirus deaths passed 2,000 last Friday and was up to 2,033 by Sunday. This is USA Radio News.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved Show, the point that was made by General McCaffrey is one I hope people will remember in particular. The idea that a treaty is a very serious matter. It is a commitment. It has the force of law. Treaties are approved not only by the people who negotiate them and the executive branch and the State Department, but they're approved by Congress. And the treaty that assigns us to NATO and the other 29 nations in NATO is profound. It's under that treaty on the Section 5 that smaller countries like the Netherlands made real sacrifices fighting in Afghanistan for years to try to at least roll back the scourge of Islamo-Nazi terrorism. And yes, we have made great progress in that regard. And the idea that that the Russian threats to Ukraine, even though Ukraine is not yet a member of NATO, I hope someday it will be. And I also think that those who disparage NATO and don't see its importance to this country and to our future and security have a great deal to learn. Concerning where we stand right now on the timeline of a potential Russian invasion, the Deputy Secretary of State, Wendy Sherman, spoke about that timeline and what to expect. That's clip one.
We certainly see every indication that he is going to use military force sometime, perhaps now and middle of February.
And what does that mean? There's a lot of speculation that the use of military force would be for the purpose of supporting an alternate leadership in Ukraine, getting rid of the pro-Western president Volodymyr Zelensky, who ultimately replaced a stooge, pro-Putin stooge, and then a sort of bumbling billionaire who came in between, Poroshenko. But the Ukrainian president at the moment, Volodymyr Zelensky, yes, he's a former TV star, but he urges his compatriots to stay calm as tensions remained high and remained hot on the border with Russia. This is President Volodymyr Zelensky of Ukraine. This is clip two.
During the last 24 hours, the situation in eastern Ukraine has been under control. Yes, there is still shooting. Yes, there are still violations of the ceasefire. And the enemy troops haven't disappeared from the area near our borders. But the main thing is that we have zero wounded and zero killed. Embassies of EU countries and many other countries are keeping all the staff in the country. And the fact that some of the countries withdraw part of their diplomatic staff doesn't necessarily mean an imminent escalation, but rather is the part of the fine diplomatic game. Together with our partners, we are acting as one team. Protect your body from viruses, your brain from lies, your heart from panic.
Actually, that's good, good advice for the American people, too. Protect your brain from lies and your bodies from viruses and your heart from panic. Well said, Mr. President. That would be President Zelensky. Another outstanding figure who's not Ukrainian. He's American now, but he was Russian. Garry Kasparov. He is former international chess champion. Now has become a political activist aiming at alerting the world to the dangers of the thug and dictator who has taken over his country. That would be Vladimir Putin. Here's what Garry Kasparov had to say on MSNBC. Listen.
Sanctions, but none of these sanctions hit Putin's interest. And Russian dictator, you know, doesn't care about ordinary Russians. As long as Russian export of oil and gas keeps growing, and by the way, since invasion of Ukraine, annexation of Crimea 8 years ago, Germany doubled the amount of Russian gas it has been buying. So from Putin's perspective, sanctions is nothing more than lip service. And now it's the first time, America is talking about real sanctions, but it's quite difficult because European allies, key European allies, Germany and France, especially Germany, that is filled with corrupt politicians doing Putin's bidding, they're standing on the way of that.
And look, this is a remarkable threat as well, is that the core of the European Union and NATO really has been this a blessing, and it's been an enormous blessing of peace and cooperation between Germany and France. And Germany and France were waging terrible war against one another going back to the Napoleonic era and right after the creation of modern Germany as one country in 1871. They had a major war which was a disaster for France, and then of course World War I and World War II both to some extent emerged out of this French-German quarrel. And so to see them working together so closely, those two countries, to build up a modern, prosperous Europe, which, by the way, our economic future depends upon, let alone security future. And to see France and Germany disagreeing, and they apparently do, with France having an election coming up, and their election is in April, and it's completely shattered. And in Germany, also, they have also experienced this political crisis that has led to this weird coalition government where the Greens are part of the coalition, and they are radical pacifists, and they have much too strong a voice, basically saying, well, don't bother us about the Russians. And the problem here is that if institutions like NATO and like the European Union fall apart, the counterweight for the thug nations of this world, led by Russia, but even more seriously led by China, that's very, very important to address. I would not address it the way that Howard Dean, former Democratic National Chair, former Governor of Vermont, Democrat, as talks about neo-fascists. This is Governor Dean speaking about the current situation right now.
I am impatient with Democratic voters who are being discouraged. This is your country. If you don't want to fight for it, that's your business. But if you don't get out there and vote and keep the Democratic majorities from these neo-fascists on the Republican side like Ted Cruz and Josh Hawley, that's not on the Republicans, that's on you. So this is really parallels what happened in Germany in between the wars when Hitler took power. And I don't want to compare Trump to Hitler, although there are some similarities. But the truth is, voters have to not be apathetic. It was apathy as much as anti-Semitism that led to the Holocaust. And people just turned a blind eye. Get out there and fight.
Okay. His history, of course, is wrong. And it's ridiculous to compare Ted Cruz and Josh Hawley, the senator from Texas and the senator from Missouri, to compare them to Nazis in any way. And the problem is when he says, I don't want to compare Trump with Hitler, then why did you just do that? Why does it contribute anything positive to our politics if you're going to say you got to get involved because the other guys are Nazis? That should be stricken from vocabulary on all sides, don't you think? We will be right back on the MedVed Show.
Entertain your brain every day on the Michael MedVed Show.
Was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free, so I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain. MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, or call 833-654-PAIN, Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Michael Medved show, there are all kinds of problems that lead to the conviction on the part of almost three-quarters of Americans that we're headed in the wrong direction. One of them, yesterday, Tuesday, there were 2,969 Americans who died of COVID-19. Most of them the Omicron variant, but it's still COVID-19. And on September 11th, 2001, there were 2,977 Americans who were murdered by evil terrorists. 2,977 versus 2,969. And you look at what the devastation of September 11th meant to us, and you could say, well, they destroyed these major buildings, they attacked the Pentagon. You don't think that our economic devastation that has been wrought by this virus is at all notable? It's profoundly notable. And Dr. Fauci, again, part of the problem with this entire virus is people are trying to call audibles on everything. And the Delta variant changed the reality of the virus. The Omicron variant changed the meaning of the virus, and the fear of the virus for many, many people. In fact, it basically pulled back the fear of the virus, so that now you have people like Sarah Palin. I wish Governor Palin a speedy recovery and full recovery from her latest bout with COVID-19. This is her third shot. And no vaccinations, but her third bout with the virus. Here's Dr. Fauci on MSNBC trying to get people to confront reality. This is 4A.
when you think about outbreaks of viral illnesses, you know, you have a pandemic and then a decemic and decelerates. You can get a degree of control. You might be able to eliminate it, or you could even eradicate it. I don't think there's a chance that we're going to eradicate this. We've only done that with one virus, and that's been smallpox. Through very important and effective vaccine campaigns, from this country, we've eliminated polio, and we've eliminated measles, except for an intermittent outbreak in under-vaccinated populations. So what I think we're going to be able to see is not eradication or elimination, but a level of control that's low enough that it really gets integrated into the regular type of viral infections that we tend to deal with. Parainfluenza, flu, respiratory syncytial virus. If we can get COVID down at that level where it doesn't really challenge us and threaten us from a public health standpoint, that would be an acceptable, quote, living with the virus.
Okay, is that entirely clear? Are we at that point now? Absolutely not, says Dr. Fauci. Listen, 4B.
But not at the level we are right now, because we still have 150,000 hospitalizations, 2,000 deaths, and about 700,000 infections. That's too high a level to accept to be living with. We get it way, way, way lower than that. Then I think it would be acceptable to go along and not be disrupted in society.
And that's a ways from now. And meanwhile, the concern about the virus and the lack of respect to lockdowns that his government ordered is endangering the future of Boris Johnson in the UK. And Keir Starmer, who is the new Labour Party leader, the Labour Party got crushed in the last couple of elections. But the leader in Parliament, prospective Prime Minister Keir Starmer, rebuked Prime Minister Johnson and said that this whole episode is shameful. The episode of holding parties at 10 Downing Street in the midst of a pandemic when other ordinary private citizens were not allowed to have that sort of party. A clip 9.
The reality is that we now have the shameful spectacle of a Prime Minister of the United Kingdom being subject to a police investigation. Unable to leave the country, incapable of doing the right thing, and every day his cabinet failed to speak out, they become more and more complicit.
Many people may want me out of the way, but I tell you the reason he wants me out of the way is because he knows that this government can be trusted to deliver.
Okay, the spirited debates in Parliament. There's a MP from the Scottish National Party whose name is Ian Blackford. He called for Bojo's resignation, the resignation of Prime Minister Johnson. Listen, this is clip 6.
Brexit and the soaring cost of living have pushed millions of families into poverty. The impending national insurance tax hike hangs like a guillotine while they eat cake. This is nothing short of a crisis. And the only route out, the only route to restore public trust, is for the Prime Minister to go. How much longer will Tory MPs let this go on for? How much more damage are they willing to do? It is time to get this over with. Show the Prime Minister the door.
Prime Minister.
Well, Mr. Speaker, I don't know where who's been eating more cake.
Ian Blackford, you can look at pictures of him. He's a large person. He's put on some weight. In any event, this is part of the problem that we are facing with Ukraine, because the British government of Boris Johnson has been particularly strong on this Ukraine issue, warning the world about Putin's undercover plans to undermine President Zelensky, to install somebody who is more of a Putin ally and stooge. Because, for instance, Belarus also used to be an independent nation. In fact, it was a, and, And now with Russian troops there and with Lukashenko, who has been the longtime dictator of Belarus, it's very problematic. And at least the Johnson leadership in the United Kingdom has been much more stalwart than the Germans. And the Germans, of course, they just lost Angela Merkel. And now with Olaf Scholz, it's a mess. And obviously what everybody longs for is a return of the days of Thatcher and Reagan. But one of the ways of doing that will be to perhaps inspire a little more, not just unity, but optimism and belief that we can move in the right direction. And part of that, I do think, is going to be found with Americans trying to come together on more reasonable issues. There's a quite a bit of upset about flyers that have now been distributed in at least a dozen major American cities. And they are flyers about the COVID-19 virus, suggesting that this is a conspiracy, and a conspiracy that basically has been manipulated by the Jewish people. It's not entirely clear what the organization that is trying to promote these theories is trying to look for, but it's part of a 100 candidates for office identified recently. They're not all Republicans by any means, but 100 candidates for office in 2022 have explicit ties to extremism. We will get to that allegation. We will also go back to what is pending with the fight for a Supreme Court seat. What's fascinating here is that with so many crucial issues coming up before the court, the idea of Breyer leaving right now must be heartbreaking to him, though he will be part of the abortion decision, which still is widely distorted and misunderstood by Democrats and pro-abortion forces. We will get to that and to much more coming up in the struggle to maintain the United States of America as this greatest nation on God's green earth.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.